Hey, people of God, this is Lesson 12, the conclusion of our discipleship mini-series where we're learning our approach to fellowship, to kingdom settings, to Facebook, to social media, to, you know, group discussions, debate, replies, so on and so forth, reminding you that it is rooted in prayer. God, teach me how. God, lead me. God, direct me according to thy will, according to thy word, according to your wisdom. Amen. And so prayer has to be saturated in our approach. And let quick review, we've been devoted to prayer. We're concluding devoted to prayer. We've had devoted to the apostles' teaching, which is the word of God. We've had devoted to the breaking of bread, and we've had many series lessons in the devoted to fellowship. All of these are kingdom pillars from Acts 2:42, for we are the house of worship. May we continue to go forth forever and always, every day of our lives, being governed in these kingdom key pillars, so that true worship in spirit and in truth, the pure worship that God is seeking after, can flow from us, can operate within us, can govern us. Amen. And so for lesson 12, we grow via surrounding. Okay? Grow via surrounding. So please understand that we had to conclude with the invitation to invite you into a kingdom prayer line. This kingdom prayer line is for right now, as of October 12th, October whatever the day, October of 2022. Okay, it's currently every Saturday at 12 noon Central Standard Time. Every Saturday at 12 noon Central Standard Time. If for whatever reason that has to change, the time changes, or for whatever reason there is no corporate kingdom fellowship prayer call that day, there will be an post to let you know via our DC House Facebook page, via our DC House Kingdom Fellowship chat group through WhatsApp. You will be made known, amen? And so it will be made known to you. But we invite you to join us every Saturday at 12 noon Central Standard Time. And the phone number that you can call to link up with us is 805-706-4071. Again, you are going to call on Saturdays at 12 noon Central Standard Time, 805-706-4071. Even if you have to just push mute, we mute the line anyway so that there's no background interference. But if you, it's sometimes it's just so important to position ourselves in an atmosphere of prayer. We don't realize how retreating for 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 minutes in plugging our ear gates into an atmosphere of prayer can shift the dynamics, can refuel us, can re-energize us, can help us, can meet us, can sharpen us in ways that we didn't even think was necessary. There is no access code, so you just dial that number. What was the number again? Get your pen and paper ready. Get your notes and your phone ready, because I'm going to say it for the third and final time, 805-706-4071. No access code is needed. We are inviting you in to the atmosphere of prayer. Prayer requests are always welcome. Do not be ashamed to submit your prayer request. That goes back to James 5:16, confessing our sins, or confessing the areas in which we need help, in which there's a hindrance, in which there's a blockage, in which we want to see change in the earth, all right? And so submit those prayer requests, no matter how small or insignificant you think it may be. It matters to God. And so you can submit your prayer request to prayer at dchowchurch.com, and know that your prayer request will reach heaven. Know that the great power and the intercession of Jesus Christ and the assistance by the working of the Holy Spirit will take place on your behalf. And so I had to make sure that we concluded this being devoted to prayer with the invitation for you to come. Because sometimes we may be in the body of Christ, but we don't know how to plug into prayer. We don't know where to go for prayer. We don't know. We think we have to pray in all by ourselves. We think we have to walk it out in our secret prayer closet. Yes, that is awesome. That is wonderful. Pray in your car. Pray on your way to work. Pray on your way to sleep. Pray all day, every day, as Scripture tells us to pray without ceasing. But if you need to come and engulf yourself amongst a corporate atmosphere of kingdom people from all over the world to pray, do so. You are welcomed here. You are welcome. Your prayer requests are welcome. Your prayer requests are safe because Jesus is our secret keeper. And let's come out of the shame and the bondage of being ashamed. Jesus is our coverer. He is our helper. He is our healer. He is our savior from the shame that you feel like you don't want to share. Breaking the ice. Breaking the ice. And so let it come to your heart right now. One thing that you need prayer on. One thing that, you want, you know, that's concerning your heart that you would like to pray about. Bring it to your heart. Bring it to your mind. You might already know what it is. And go ahead and submit that prayer request to prayer@dchowchurch.com so that you know you're being covered, so that you know your hands are being lifted up. Right? We know we've been raised to keep stuff to ourselves and we don't tell nobody our business, you know. But how is that working for you in God's house? How is it working for you in God's house to keeping all this stuff to yourself because you carry well? Do you know the spirit and the freedom of letting loose and releasing? Do you understand that you don't have to live bound, but that you can confess, that you can ask, that you cannot, so that you can receive deliverance? Prayer, it changes things. Prayer is vital. Prayer is a weapon. Okay, so don't let your prayer request or your prayer life run on fumes. You're welcomed here. Grow up in the spiritual things of God, in the understanding and the knowledge of God, in the wisdom of God, in the equipping and the training up in righteousness of God via your surrounding. God bless you. This is the conclusion to our mini series. There will be no more lessons coming to you every week, but this is the conclusion of them all. We've had 12 solid good lessons. Prayerfully, they can all be packaged in one, you know, to be sent out for you, complimentary, okay? Complimentary. Don't think you have to pay for pray to pray, okay? And so they're going to be packaged prayerfully. I can get that done and get these 12 lessons packaged under the four pillars according to Acts 2:42 so that you can always have a reference, so that you can always have a place to go back to, so that you can always have your training up in righteousness readily available and accessible in one place, all together, all 12 lessons for you. Pray for me, okay? Pray for me in that area, okay, that I'm able to do that. All right, I thank you in advance. God bless you all. Stay encouraged, and let's live for Christ the King.